It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Sky Daniels, and great treat. Rocco DeLuca has made the trekka to the Mecca, a.k.a. Northridge, CA. Rocco, we're glad to have you come out and spend some time with us.
It was nice. It was a nice drive coming up here, actually.
The studios. We have nice digs here, yeah?
This is nicer than all the places I've visited this year, actually.
Well, we appreciate you saying that. We certainly...
Even my own house and stuff.
You know, and it's better than our homes, too. So in that case... By the way, as you can see, in that studio, we got a lot of extra room. If you ever need a place to crash... Just bring a sleeping bag. Yeah, roll out, you know, an airbag, whatever you got, you're right there. You can crash down there.
I'm going to
give you a quote. You obviously know the quote, but there was a part of the quote that really interested me. The one thing that I love about Rocco DeLuca is he is driven by his own heart. That, of course, comes from Daniel Lanois.
Mm-hmm.
The word in that quote... Mm-hmm. That caught my eye was driven.
Mm.
You know, driven by his own heart.
Mm-hmm.
That is apparent on this new record. Mm. You know, that this is music you have to get out. Talk to me about that. Respond to that notion of driven by your own heart.
Yeah, well, that's when you've given up on everything else. Like any kind of, you know, material thing or whatever. You decide, okay, at the end of the day, at least I'll follow my instincts and share these thoughts and these stories and stuff. And I think you're correct in saying that that's what this project was just about. And so I'm excited I get to share it at all, because usually these things don't leave the premises, you know.
Right. So they're your private thoughts sometimes,
yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
Your private hopes, your private fears, your private concerns.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about documentation.
Yeah.
This gets to be a personal, as personal a reflection as you can make.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, you know, the next idea... we'll go back to, because I've, you know, followed your career at least from the beginning of the Ironworks days, because, you know, I'm friends with a couple of those guys.
Oh, cool.
And to his credit, Kiefer Sutherland, he really did lend his name and his face to you in the beginning.
He's really, when he gets, you know, when he finally sees something that he likes, he really does believe in it wholeheartedly and is completely opens himself up, you know. He's totally an open book and charitable and just a fan of things that he believes in. So for that, I really admire him for that, because he definitely fights for the things that his ethic and his aesthetic, and it's cool.
Call me sad eyes, 'cause I can't see the obvious things in front of me. When I was a child, they took a strap to my back. Now I've got 5 lashes to prove that. And my muse is a woman who fools around and around and around. And I'm looking, child, I am lucky. And I'm lucky. Lord knows I'm. And I met my mother just last year. She showed up with a cigarette and a beer. And in my eyes, is, there is no fear. My mama, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. My father didn't want me around, so I snuck out one night. I found a man downtown. He said, pain is your teacher, pride is your fault. You'd better learn them all if you want to be lucky. Child, I am lucky, and I'm lucky. Lord knows I'm once there was a man who tried to do me wrong, so I traded my whole life for a song, and I pray to the Lord I don't run into you, 'cause there's no telling what I might do. And don't trust nobody who's got nothing to lose. And I'm lucky, child, I am lucky, and I'm lucky. Lord knows I'm, knows I'm, knows I'm.
There's been a clear evolution, you know, even from the Burden record.
Mm-hmm.
You always have been a student of Delta blues. You've mm-hmm. always been inspired by, so that clearly mm-hmm. always had informed your mm-hmm. music. But you've now, you've gone into the swamp, man. You really have thrown yourself wholeheartedly into what I can see is a real pursuit.
Oh wow! So that's nice to hear, because I think a theme keeps reoccurring in your, you know, since you're a kid, and then it comes back around that many times, and at one point you just kind of have to deal with it, I guess. So that's so for you to say like a pursuit towards maybe some ideal or some sound or some bridge between a few things to come together. That's kind of what the purpose of the
and it's an admirable one, because you know we all know in our business, you know, it's the age old where's the single. I've observed that you're building a deeper connection with your fan base, mm-hmm. because I think they appreciate and respect you for mm-hmm. that commitment. That there's a real, it's very, you know, it's become not only in the sounds and the songs, but your entire, you know, pardon me for being pedantic, your entire vibe now, it's taken on a certain gravitas, you know, that you're a man on a mission.
Yeah, totally. I'm a warrior, man. I got my paint on my face. I'm like savage, scaring small children on every street corner now. No, but it what happened was, I just kind of like decided that after touring on one circuit for a very long time, and you know, everyone, you do all this body of work, and most people just know you for a thing or two.
Right.
And even that was distorted in a weird way, you know? So you start to, working very hard in order to kind of not take that path again, you know. Especially
and to find and to purify and find the real path, and who knows, right. Who can
exactly?
It's not like you can say I declare my path to be.
Yeah,
You just got to forge ahead.
Yeah, you got to just be action and do it.
Windows, windows, windows in your house. Your braided hair, there's chapstick upon your mouth. That's how I like to look outside. That's how I like to look outside. Outside. Windows, windows, windows in the car. You never have to drive me very far. To Barton Springs, the trees and you and I. The bats play up against the Texas sky. And the sky. And I would do like anything tonight. And with you by my side, I'm feeling right. I am just a slave to your charm. I am just a slave to your charm. There's windows, windows, windows in the sun, the sun. And let's climb in and look on everyone. And I like the city through your eyes. And I can see the city in your eyes. And I love the cities in your eyes. And I can see the city in your eyes. Your eyes.
You're in the midst of doing a residency at Hotel Cafe, yeah. Next few Friday nights,
yes.
Including tomorrow night.
Yes.
Comfortable room,
yeah, it's
earnest
nice
room, mm-hmm. great fans.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a real good feeling for you to take these new songs and, mm-hmm. and put them out in, I guess, as trusting an environment as you can.
Yeah, that's a really cozy one. Yeah, that you're definitely not putting yourself in jeopardy playing that room. It definitely lends itself because it sounds good in there and... I've always had a good experience there, you know.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, both the owners of the club, they have a certain good intent, and the patrons of the club,
yeah,
also have a respect level that makes it a good room where you really get to see, hey, the artist is trying mm-hmm. to convey it. Will you go with me
mm-hmm.
and let me find it with you?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we were really excited to have you come out here, not only to herald the release of the new record, but also for real fans.
Mm.
Yeah, here it is, you know, Drugs and Hymns. We certainly encourage people to get it. But in everything you just said today, seeing you bring it to life and hearing you today,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you brought these songs to life right in front of us, that's the real connection. I, as I told you, you know, a moment ago, I had to gather myself for some of these questions because you sunk yourself into the songs. Mm. I needed the moment to go, whoa.
Oh, man.
Okay, now that's I can really ask nice. A question because yeah. I need a moment to just, you know, that hit me.
Yeah.
So we really want fans to come out and see this. It'd be a special opportunity to feel an artist that's given his all and is truly, as we mentioned in the beginning, driven by his heart in a room where if you're going to get connected to music, you're going to get connected at these shows on these respective Friday nights.
We are here, we're alive, and we are free. Whoever could take that from you or me? And even against the sun stood Babylon's great tower, which you strengthens my heart in my finest hour. You put the dope into your bag. You put on the best Sunday dress you had. You met with your connection at the service of power. Drugs and hymns, my dear, in our finest hour. And love, love, and love. Love, love, and love. Love. Love, love, and love. Brother Job, you stood righteous and tall. And the gods, they bet on you to fall. They inflicted upon you pain. Still you could not curse his name. Drugs and hymns and shame in our finest hour. And they sing love, love, and love. Love, love, and love. Love, love, and love. Love, love, and love.
To thine own heart be true. And it comes across in these songs, and it comes across in your character. So, you know, we're here to support that and let you know you got a home here. And as I said, If ever you get so bad that you're thinking about, no, come back here. If nothing else, I'll set up a corner for you to busk out here, and I'll get everybody over, and we'll get the cup filled.
It's charity, man.
We'll make sure that we get the cup filled.
It's depression times.
We don't want you getting rid of that most essential element.
Yeah, I'm with it.
You got friends here, Rocco. So thanks for stopping by.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
God bless, man.